And now dictation for Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, Kemp, K-E-M-P, February 572. Address as a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow up Mrs. Kemp, IgM nephropathy, biopsy proving. Complications of nephrotic syndrome, including venous as well as arterial thrombosis and right-sided below the knee amputation, remains long-term treatment with ACHTAR, A-C-H-T-A-R. Last visit in June. This is a telemedicine encounter. He's going to have surgery on her left foot, bunion and hammer toes. Recent bone density shows osteoporosis. Just discontinued smoking November 14. Echocardiogram showing foramen ovale. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, bowel urinary symptoms, denies edema, claudication, denies chest pain, palpitation, minimal cough from smoking, no purulent material hemoptysis, no respiratory distress, no syncope. Next paragraph. I will highlight on medications the choric. Lasix, losartan, aldacton, oncumadin being bridged to lovenax, onactar, ACTHAR, and celcept. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, excuse me, on the telemedicine she is able to speak in full sentences, does not look to be in any respiratory distress, normal speech, no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, December. Normal kidney function, normal albumin calcium, normal phosphorus, potassium, minor low sodium and bicarbonate, 24-hour urine collection, 1.8 grams, excuse me, 1.5 grams, white blood cell count elevation from the exposure to ACTH, hemoglobin high from smoking, normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. IgM nephropathy biopsy proving with complications of nephrotic syndrome remains well controlled on immunosuppressants. Continue pressing cell set ACTAR. Next number, osteoporosis, likely from ACTH. She's been doing Fosamax prophylaxis 35 milligrams. Options will be to increase to 70 milligrams weekly. I will favor the use of Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A, as she is still relatively young. And unfortunately, long-term exposure to this medication. Next number, complications of nephrotic syndrome, venous thrombosis, arterial thrombosis, status post below the knee anticoagulation, excuse me, below the knee amputation and remains anticoagulated. She does have a patent foramen ovale. Next number, smoker COPD abnormalities. Next number, low-level proteinuria. expressed in the non-nephrotic range on immunosuppression. Normal glucose. Next paragraph, comments. The question is if we, at this point in time, after so many years, will be able to reduce immunosuppressants. And potentially stop treatment. This is something we will keep discussing with patients. End of dictation.